beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a couple of developments now. An amazing statement from RFK Jr. And then MTG just continuing to tell it like it is. From the steps of the Capitol. So we got that coming up shortly. Folks, a reminder, we have a big sale happening at thealexjonesstore.com this week. Running for this week, good this week. It's the buy one, get one bombshell sale. 25% off everything extended one more day. I don't know if that's still up, though, actually. Need to get some new copy here. Unless that's still relevant, guys, pull up the storefront for me, and then I can find out if that's still real or not. Well, okay, and I can't see or not. So, okay, well, we've got buy one, get one free methylene blue tincture, buy one, get one free Sheila G. gummies, buy one, get one free sea moss gummies. This sale is happening all week long, but only for this week. Then it will end. So, yeah, just like we had to end the 25% off everything sale, this sale will end at the end of the week as well. So take advantage of that while it is live. Don't forget, every purchase you make at thealexjonesstore.com is good for multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, it's the Ford F-250 Lariat Monster Truck. But you can only win by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Everything is eligible. The health supplements, the apparel, the limited edition items, like the custom limited edition Alex Jones dagger on sale while supplies last, our limited edition silver coins, everything is eligible. And you get bonus entries when you're a VIP member. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP for more information. Benefits include, but not limited to, monthly membership credits, bonus entries into our raffles and giveaways, and so much more. Find out more information at TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. We really thank our VIP members. It's that sustained membership that budgets us into the future. And so we thank you for that. Okay, so Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was asked about, you know it, the Epstein files on the steps of the Capitol. Here's what she said to MSNBC.
This is a serious issue. The highest volume of calls into my office have been about Epstein. People want the information. They don't want things covered.
So it's not going anywhere. And then there was a new poll. And look, just to be fair, YouGov polling is very rigged, okay? So I don't think it's as extreme as their polls are indicating, but it's definitely, I mean, even if it's half of what they're indicating, it's bad. A 54% swing in Republican voters under the age of 29 from approving of Donald Trump to disapproving of Donald Trump. A 54-point swing. Now, I would say that's a little exaggerated, but I'd say it's probably about 30. I'd say it's at least 30. And you can see it everywhere. And it's, you know, the Epstein thing is just like a symptom of the real bigger issue, which is we're sick of the foreign funding. We're sick of the foreign aid, and we're sick of the foreign wars, and we're sick of the foreign entanglements. And for the youth, I'd say it's fair to say 29 or under, they're sick of Israel. Sick of Israel. And there's a big difference between somebody that watches cable network news and doesn't see what's going on really in the Middle East because it's all propaganda versus people under 30 that are on Instagram or TikTok or X or somewhere else where you can actually get news that the brave journalists that are still in Gaza that haven't been arrested or killed by the Israelis are still putting up. And so they want nothing to do with it. And I think that that's probably the main factor there. Joining me in studio on the other side of this break is Stuart Rhodes. We'll talk about this and other issues.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexshowstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
The man who dares to defy the deep state narrative, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I don't want to spend all my time with Stuart Rhodes on this, but President Trump has, he's done it again, Stuart. He just posted this on Truth Social. We had the greatest 6 months of any president in the history of our country. That's going to work. And all the fake news wants to talk about is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Nice. A double scoop of heaping BS now. So very nice. Thank you for that, President Trump. You're really, really helping things. Oh, you want to see this?
Yeah.
Do you like Trump's signature on that? You know, maybe we can do a signed. Here. Let me help you out here. This is really going to, because it's all fake. It's all a hoax. So, I mean, why the heck not?
Auto pen it.
There you go. That's, you know, it's not bad. You've seen worse.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a bad sign.
Well, we want to talk about some of the disaster relief you're doing and some of the good groups that are out there helping. And it really is wild because you've actually seen some of the damage firsthand. It hasn't really got much into the mainstream media. I don't know what's up with that. But, I mean, some of these parts of Kerrville, I mean, they're just gone.
It's not just Kerrville. It's all over the region.
Yeah.
I was in Leander. It's where we are right now actually working. And you've got entire communities washed away in the flood. And I think they're really underestimating or grossly underreporting the number of dead originally. I think they're going to be looking at 300. That's what we thought.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to say there's only like 6 people missing. It's just not true.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember seeing the reports probably about a week or two ago, and they were saying it looks like about 100 at least that are missing, but they can't even get into, you know, some of the rubble and the buildings and the forest and stuff like that. Like, they really can't even properly get down into that yet.
Well, yeah, they're still identifying buried cars. So I think that there's probably a large contingent of homeless people that got washed away and just, you know, transients coming through on July 4th weekend, hanging out down by the river. So there could be many people that were deceased and they'll never be identified.
Well, and you saw what the river did. I mean, you get washed up into that, you're 10, 20 miles downstream.
Yeah, they found bodies in New Brunsfeld. So in floating downstream.
So that's like, we're talking like 50, 60 miles downstream.
Yeah.
Wow.
So carried that far. So
I was going to say because it's kind of gotten out of the news cycle, but is it still that bad? I mean, I know people are finally able to get out of some of the parts where the bridges were out, but
yes,
I mean, what's the current status?
People are trying to rebuild their lives, but they're still finding bodies. They found a body yesterday. So my concern is that the Texas state officials and even some county officials have an incentive to say, oh, no, you know, we're past the worst of it. Now we're just going to focus on rebuilding. Problem is when construction crews go in to clear out debris, if they're not careful, they're going to be taking someone's remains to the landfill. And so we had that happen where construction crews in there and excavator pulled in and second bucket pull, there was a leg hanging out of it. They had to stop and then slow down.
Oh my gosh.
And pick through. So what they should be doing is having cadaver dogs go through along with the construction crews. And as they're pulling apart the debris piles, the cadaver dogs should be checking it out and make sure there's no remains in it. That's what should be done.
Well, the rain has finally stopped. So I feel like a lot of this was kind of delayed or disrupted because the rain just kept coming. Just not even like the original torrential downpour of the land hurricane, but I mean, it just kept raining.
Yeah, we got shut out. It was really frustrating. We're out there doing, you know, it went from search and rescue, hoping to find live victims, to this body recovery, but you still try and do that work because you're trying to give closure to the family so they know what happened to their loved one. And then we came up with, you know, another flood alert, and we had to pull back. We were told to pull back. They shut down any search and rescue work and had to wait a whole day out for the rain to stop again.
Now, you were working with one group that's doing relief aid up there right now.
So we've been working with Doc Chambers and Remnant Ministries. He's the one that asked me to come in and help them. I've done a lot of call to actions over the years for hurricane relief. They came in and brought in other volunteers from all over the country. We had folks as far away as Illinois and Oregon coming in to help. So trained people that are search and rescue qualified, dog handlers, a Navy rescue diver, people that are skilled. We've also been working with Buck Up Relief. They're an awesome organization. I really want to plug them. They're the people that have been supplying us with radios and aid equipment and gear to keep going what we're doing, gas money. But they're running low on supplies or running low on funds. So their Give, Send, Go is givesendgo.com/buckup. Pretty simple. Buck Up Relief. I really encourage folks to donate to that. And myself, I'm doing it out of pocket. So if folks want to donate to my Give, Send, Go, it's givesendgo.com/GAF5B. That's Golf Alpha Foxtrot 5 Bravo. So I'm just self-funding to do this.
So you were getting into this with Alex earlier and the wildness of this storm. And the individual from Rainmaker, the CEO, who I've talked to multiple times, who I trust, you can choose to or not, I trust that he's being honest. And I think that there's multiple things happening here as I kind of review it and hear other people going back and kind of talking about what happened. There was a phenomenon that led to the weather pattern that created kind of what we call the land hurricane. But when you look at that image from above, you can clearly see it was like something happened that like threw gasoline on it. It was like you already had the atmosphere to create a big rainstorm and just kind of have it hover for some time. But it was like somebody dropped something in there and made it worse. Now, when I talked to the CEO of Rainmaker and he explained what they do, again, I tend to believe him. I tend to trust him. And he's saying, look, the chemicals that we put into the sky, scientifically, like just the chemistry of it, could not produce a fraction of a percent of that rain. So I'm now my conspiracy theory hat goes on because I'm like, well, something happened there. If somebody, we've had flooding in, I think, 6 or 7 different states in the last month. It doesn't feel right. I don't remember anything like that happening in my life. There's just constant flooding everywhere across. So I'm like, would somebody be hitting us with a weather weapon? Would somebody be doing something else? I don't know. Is it all natural? But you see that and you're like, something is off about this. Something seems unnatural. Could somebody have done something at a way higher level, not just a commercial level of trying to get a couple extra inches of rain, but like at a much higher level, knowing it's like, hey, if we hit this area right now, everybody's going to blame this guy because he's already there operating. But if we hit it, nobody will even realize it was us. They'll all blame him. I mean, I look at that. If anybody has the ability to make a torrential downpour like that, it's going to come from a government. It's not going to come from a new CEO at a small company.
I'm not sure. I think it should be investigated. And the fact that they seeded just days prior, that should be looked into. And I'm not going to take his word at it either. I'm going to have him. He should be investigated.
Well, I would imagine he would be. He's going to be at the hearing that, do you know, do they have a date on that hearing yet? They've been talking about
23rd
it.
23rd is the first one. And the second one's supposed to be.
So that's tomorrow.
Yeah, the 31st is the second one. It's supposed to be in Kerrville itself.
Where is tomorrow's hearing?
At the state capitol.
That'll be down at the capitol tomorrow?
Yeah, in Austin.
Are you going to be at that?
We'll see. I might try to get down there. But I don't expect a whole lot of the politicians.
The Texas Republicans here are pretty worthless, I'd say. That's putting it kindly.
Yeah, definitely. So I did a write-up on Facebook about what I saw after 2 days of, you know, looking for dead kids. And I just, you know, just kind of had enough. I don't believe kids should be allowed to camp in those camps down by the river in a floodplain. I think that after this experience where whatever system they had in place failed catastrophically, I think they shouldn't be allowed to sleep down there. They should just sleep up on top somewhere. They can go down during the day and go do their recreation by the river, but after that, bring them back up to the top level.
Well,
no, the local ranchers sleep down there. Their homes are built on hilltops.
Well, in 1987, they had virtually the exact same event happen.
Right.
So it's not like it's not like they couldn't look back in time and say, hey, there's a risk factor.
Right. Before that, 78 was another one. So every 10, 20 years, this river does this. It's a floodplain. It's the nickname is Flash Flood Alley, or the Guadalupe River Valley. That's the nickname. Because it floods. It just happens. So, you know, why would you want to leave kids sleeping next to a river in the middle of the night and not up on top? At the very least, evacuate them anytime there's any kind of flood warning.
Well, what are you hearing now? Because, you know, there's some other reports coming out about the lack of response in those first important minutes and hours where it was really slow. And they didn't really go into emergency mode. They kind of knew it was coming, like, oh, we'll wait it out for a minute. What are you hearing
about
that?
Right, what's the problem? So, like, the Firefighter Association in Austin, Texas, put out a scathing indictment of their own chief saying that he failed to provide mutual aid assistance when requested. But they said in that notice, when they said that, they said an order came down on July 2nd from the state of Texas to them to prepare for mutual aid in case of flooding. So if on July 2nd they're getting word in Austin, Texas, of a possible need in the Hill Country to go help, then why on July 2nd did they also notify the camp owners and runners of those camps for kids to, hey, evacuate the kids because it could be a flood? So I don't know why that wasn't done.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is that it's fine to alert first responders to a potential need, but then when you have children's camps that you know are going to take time to evacuate, why not evacuate them as a precaution ahead of time? Take them someplace else.
Or, you know, I mean, even just look at the most simple conservative method is just like, I mean, even have something ready to evacuate on a moment's notice, a bus, whatever it is. Or even an inflatable raft. It's like, that's not ideal. It's like they had no plan.
Well, what I concluded and what I wrote in my write-up is that I saw ranchers throughout the area that have steps, concrete steps, going up to their house or going down to the river, but concrete steps with steel guardrails. Took pictures of it and video of it. It's on my Facebook page. And that's what should be done in any of these children's camps. Give them a way to self-rescue. The time it takes to bring a bus in, or even if you have vehicles on site in the camp, drive out, the roads could be flooding out. So if you're going to have a situation where alarm goes off and they realize flooding's happening and the kids got to get out, the only real way to do that is self-rescue. They should go up steps. We found deer in the trees, like 15, 20 feet up in the trees, dead deer, after the flood. So it's obvious the deer got caught up in it. So if the deer can't escape up a slippery slope of a muddy slope in the middle of a rainstorm, how can a kid? But with steps and guardrails like that, they could. That's what should be installed. It should be required for any camp that's going to have kids sleeping down by the river. I don't think they should be down there in the first place at night, but if they're going to have them down there, give them a way to self-rescue.
Well, now you imagine there's going to be laws passed to try to force some of that stuff.
All I'm hearing is alarms, that they're going to go back to what they used to have and let it atrophy.
Yeah, well, what did you hear about? Apparently they had the option of funding an alarm system, and the local county rejected that in a vote.
That's what we're hearing out of Kerr County, right? So, but if that's the case, then the state of Texas should step in. They just spent $1.5 billion to bring Hollywood in here to make more movies.
Yeah.
So they have that kind of money laying around to give to their Hollywood buddies. They can give some money to make sure our kids are safe when they go to these camps.
Yeah, was that Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey?
I'm not sure.
I think that's who it was.
Is that right? Okay, yeah. So
well, you got these Hollywood types that are trying to get everybody out of Los Angeles. It's like Mel Gibson and Wahlberg are trying to set up studios in Nevada, and then McConaughey and Harrelson are trying to set up studios here.
Great. They can do it on their own money, though.
They got a lot of money. Yeah. They're getting it from the government.
So now they're doing it on our taxpayer dollars. So if they can fund that, they can fund evacuation plans and steps like I recommend, and they can find ways to make sure kids aren't drowned to death.
You know what's weird to me? There seems to be a lack of an emergency system in general in Texas, which is odd.
You have tornado sirens go off.
I've never heard one tornado siren ever in my life here. Not one. We used to have, and I guess it just depends on where you're at and the extreme weather conditions, but like when I was in St. Louis, in the summer, you'd hear four or five tornado sirens in a summer, guaranteed. And you might not even ever actually have a tornado touch ground. They saw conditions, they fired the alarms, guaranteed. A drop of rain falls, they're sending out flash flood warnings, like for a drop of rain. You know, it almost gets to a point where it becomes kind of the boy that cried wolf, and people don't respond to it. Same thing with when the roads get icy, like it was just like they see one icy rain and emergencies. It's like, they don't really do that in Texas. I don't know what's up with that.
No, so we do get flash flood warnings. You can subscribe on your phone to My Radar and get warnings. They have a lot of that going on. But what they don't have is what they used to have is a loud siren system, just like with the tornado warnings. So up in Dallas, we get tornado warnings all the time when we hear the sirens go off. Mm. So they need that down in the hill country for the flood conditions, especially with camps with kids. It's one thing for an adult to risk themselves by pulling their RV next to a river and doing what they want to do. But when kids go to a camp, the parents are trusting the camp, the people that run it, and local officials keep those kids safe.
Do you anticipate there'll be lawsuits dealing with all of this?
I'm sure there will be. Here's one issue, though, is that a lot of the homeowners we're talking to, they're being denied insurance coverage by their insurance company. Insurance company is saying it's an act of God. That's why I want to have it investigated. And, man, as far as I'm concerned, Rainmaker's on the table, too. Have them investigated. Have everybody investigated who may have been tampering with the weather, have that looked at. Because it's not an act of God, but an act of man that changes everything for the homeowners and their insurance companies. Right now they're being denied.
Is flood insurance? I'm surprised they wouldn't have had that.
The insurance companies say, well, it's an act of God, so we're not going to cover it. That's what they're telling them now.
Yeah, but it still shouldn't be under flood coverage?
I'm not sure.
Whether it's an act of God or an act of man?
I'm not an expert on that, but I just know they're being denied. They're putting in claims and being denied.
Wow.
And so they're getting $700 from FEMA. FEMA's gotten no better. I'm just letting you know. FEMA's gotten no better now than it was. So $700 is absurd to someone who's lost their home in flood.
And I mean, I'm not trying to make it, you know, people tend to make everything about Trump or the Trump administration, but you know, they were trying to do a victory lap on this and they, no. I mean, from what I'm hearing, Kristi Noem was pretty much a non-factor until a week later, they started showing up to help.
Yeah,
that's not to say the rescue divers and those guys are heroes. They were ready to go. They got on the scene. They were saving lives. The rescue divers, 100% score. Noem did have them ready to go. But as far as like the overall response and the resources from FEMA and DHS, it was like non-existent.
I mean, FEMA has always been a joke. It's been a joke for many years. Like the Red Cross has been a joke among the first responder community. We look at disdain at both the Red Cross and FEMA. They both, you know, talk a good game, and then they just show up weeks later.
And plenty of money, though.
Plenty of money. Billions of dollars going in the Red Cross, for example. So, yes, the first responders on the ground, the first week especially, I think all the volunteer fire guys, all the state highway patrol that came in, all those search and rescue teams, dog teams did fantastic work, and all the local volunteers, too. And we brought in volunteers from all over the country that are qualified, either search and rescue qualified or, like I said, recovery divers came in. And the cadaver dogs are worth their weight in gold. They really are. They're critical because they can differentiate between a deceased human and a deceased animal. Because you get a lot of false, you know, indicators because you got dead deer and dead fish and dead animals in the piles too. But the cadaver dogs can quickly differentiate between people and animals.
So, and this is just an ongoing effort. Who knows how long it'll take to clear it all out?
Oh yeah, it'll take months for people to rebuild, and if ever. I think a lot of folks have lost their homes, and if they're not getting any coverage from the insurance company, they're only getting $700 from FEMA. They're just done. They're going to have to, you know, relocate somewhere else.
Yeah. And that was the big insult. So, you know, you can try to be consistent. When the Biden administration did that to the North Carolina flood victims, it was, what an embarrassment, $700. It's a total failure. Now it's like kind of the same response, and people don't really want to. They don't want to talk about it because it's a different guy in the White House.
Yeah, but FEMA is the same. I mean, FEMA has not gotten any better. They need to fix FEMA. FEMA has always been a political boondoggle, and that has not changed yet. So hopefully out of this, Texas will step up. I mean, what we heard recently is that FEMA had removed parts of that camp, the Mystic Camp, from the flood zone. You know, reclassifying it as not being a flood zone, and that allowed them to continue to expand and build more cabins down by the river. And that was obviously a bad mistake.
Well, I don't know too much about the camp or its layout. I mean, could they build cabins not by the river? Like, were there alternatives?
Well, there was a rec center higher up that some of the girls were able to get into and save their lives by climbing up into the rafters of the rec center roof. Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those things where people say, well, you're Monday morning quarterbacking. Well, yeah, because we don't want to have this happen again. So I believe they should not be allowed to sleep down there. But if you're going to have kids sleeping down next to the river, they need to have an escape route that they can self-rescue. And they should not be relying on buses coming in. There's just not enough time.
Do you think Camp Mystic comes back?
Probably, but hopefully with you know an improved system.
I mean, it's been there for, what, 50 years?
Right. I mean, I'm not opposed to kids.
100 years, I'm told?
Right. Been
wow.
there for a long time. But, you know, find a place for them to sleep higher up, or if you're going to have kids down there, then you better have robust alarm systems. You better have escape steps to give them the ability to self-rescue. Because in the middle of a storm, there's just no way you're going to get in there with buses. It's just not going to happen.
And there was enough warning that they should have been better prepared. I mean, that's why you look at that from the angle of the Camp Mystic leadership, and you just say, hey, how did you not do better?
Well, I mean, did the state tell them? I mean, like you said, we all get flood alerts every day on our phones, pretty much. But did the state call and say, hey, we're expecting a serious possibility of flooding. That's why we're alerting all the first responders in the area to be ready for mutual aid on July 2nd. This is what you need to know so that you can make a decision. Should you evacuate your people? Or just tell them, I think you should evacuate your people.
We saw the videos. It's the shocking footage from some of the bridges where the water went up like 27 feet in an hour or whatever it
right,
was.
Right, 45 minutes. Yeah.
So what leads to a situation where... I mean, it's not much time, but you'd think it's enough time to, hey, get people awake and get to high ground. Where is the failure there? Did they just not wake up?
They didn't have alarms, and apparently don't have a robust communication system.
So, they can't even get on a speaker and communicate right. with everybody? Like, hey, get up, get the hell to high ground?
Right. That doesn't exist in that county, apparently.
That's wild.
Right. So that's what they're trying to bring back is, an older system they used to have. Where they have
just
alarms.
Like a basic PA system.
Well, I think it's just blaring alarms that go off. But now with Starlink, every community can have they can make sure every camp has a good Starlink system and the ability to communicate.
Well, there's no doubt that community is going to be feeling it for probably years. The people that lost loved ones, they'll never forget it. And you just say, man, unfortunately, nature never leaves us alone. I mean, you're always going to have weather disasters like this, you just try to have a better response.
Yeah, I mean, flash floods are a reality. So in dry climates, they happen. I've seen them in Arizona and Nevada where I grew up, and just, they're deadly. But when you know it's a pattern in that area, you know you're living in a flood zone, then you have to take, you should have a very, very robust system of alerts and evacuation. And if they're a kids camp, I think their local emergency planners and local fire department should have the ability to evacuate. Just tell them, you're going to evacuate. Do it now. Order them out. Get them out of there.
You know what? I can't help but do this as we close out the segment. Because this is where my mind always goes, and I just think it's true. We spend hundreds of billions of dollars on foreign infrastructure every year. And we could invest that in our own communities. And who knows, in a situation like this, you could have saved 100 lives.
Oh, no doubt. If they had been alerted to evacuate and had drills and protocols and some escape steps, they could have gotten out.
If you got 1%... of the foreign aid that went to Ukraine in the last 3-4 years, what could you have done with that? Could you have saved
lives? Or 1% of what they just gave to Hollywood, right? 1.5
billion. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
I mean, at least the Hollywood stuff stays here. I mean, at least the Hollywood stuff is investing in America. I'm talking about straight up sending money all around the world instead of fixing our own country.
Yeah, that's just how it goes, right? It's part of the racket. It's part of the grift.
I'm kind of sick of it.
Oh, I'm tired. I'm sick of it, too.
Are you fed up with it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think most people are.
100%.
I think most people are. And see, but that's the nasty reminder. It's like, oh, here's $700. Yeah, you just lost everything in a flood. Here, have $700. Maybe you can go buy a dinner. And it's just like, oh, but hey, this foreign country, $500 million for you, $500 million for you, $500 million for you. Sign the check. We don't even need to vote. Just cut them the check.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. No, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process 2 levels or 3 levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
You're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
Ah, you just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
you,
my
the
body.
Pixels of the world around you, of
yeah,
the simulation,
like
enhanced a little bit?
Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
Now, that's what it did for James O'Keefe. What will it do for you? The good news is medical doctors have told me the very small percentage of people that don't have any effect, it means your mitochondria is so incredibly healthy, you don't need it. But that's, for my research, less than 1% of people. Find out what it'll do for you. What can you lose? You're funding the InfoWar at thealexshowstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible supplements, tactical daggers, and more. Get it and experience the adventure for yourself. And then please shoot your own videos. Do your own reports. Tell us the response that you've gotten, because it's literally less than 1% of people that feel nothing. Most people have incredible responses. It all varies on your physiology and your genetics. Get yours now, right now, almost forgot, until next Tuesday, the 29th, we have the Mega Bombshell Blowout Sale. Get a bottle of Methylene Blue, capsules or liquid discounted, and get the second bottle free, along with other great supplements like Irish, sea moss, Shilajit, and more, right now, in a limited time offer at thealexshowstore.com.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list, your text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, Stuart Rhodes in studio. We're going to finish up this conversation with maybe actually, I mean, you could say it's the most important point, but we're talking about trying to save lives and have the proper response system. So really, that's the most important point. But there's always the angle of corruption. There's always the angle of corruption. And you were talking about, because it is an industry, the disaster relief industry, and then what we just saw them get away with in the California wildfires, where they're bringing in all this, you know, affordable housing. So burn down all the private property, bring in the affordable housing, and it's like they don't even hide it. It's like, yeah, this is what we're doing. And then I was making the reference to the new Twister movie, where there's a subplot in that movie, spoiler alert, but there's a subplot where basically there's this company that does disaster relief, and they're working against the warning systems. They're working against the people that are trying to put an end to the tornadoes with, you know, this new science and stuff that they can, like, kill a tornado with whatever chemicals they spray. So it's like this company's trying to be able to kill tornadoes, and then they're trying to enhance the warning system so that people don't die in tornadoes. So then there's this other company trying to sabotage the whole thing, and then it turns out they're working with this company that buys up all of the disaster land. So it's like this land was $100,000, then it got destroyed by a tornado, now it's $10,000, and then they come in and buy it all up. So there's always that angle. It's like you always got to be looking at these groups that are going to come in after a disaster and get this land for cheap.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that kind of corruption, absolutely. There's also corruption in the relief industry itself. So big contractors come in and they make a lot of money coming in to clean up after events, and they get paid by the government. And so they get paid, of course, as a government contractor, they're getting paid top dollar.
Yeah.
So a lot of times they have an incentive to drive out the volunteer responders that have been helping people rebuild. If you got a guy who's on his own time, his own excavator or bulldozer going in there and helping clean up a neighborhood, and you're the contractor coming in and make a lot of money with that, you don't want him doing that. So then you get volunteers told that they're no longer needed, and they get pushed out by local officials.
That's get out of here.
Right, that's happened before.
And then they'll say it's for your own protection.
Right, I'll make some excuse, right?
Yeah, so it's for your own good.
But it could be that that's because their buddy has the contract.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got it from here. It's like, maybe you just don't want eyes.
You got to watch out for that.
Yeah. All right, well, I do want to move on. You know what? I want to talk about your opinion when it comes to, you know, Trump now talking about Obama committing treason and, of course, the Biden crime family taking all the money. It's like this stuff is well documented. So why are we talking about it now? Is it a distraction from the Epstein thing? That's kind of how people are responding to it. But you know what? I would lay it out like this. You got like 20-year sentence?
18-year sentence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tario got 22. Tario got 22. Right. I did pipsqueak time. I did 2 months. So I did pipsqueak time.
It still sucked though, didn't it?
It was horrible. And you know, they treat you like garbage. You know, they're told to treat you like garbage when you're in there. But my point is this. You know, you were a top fighter for Donald Trump. I was a top fighter for Donald Trump. Joe Biggs was a top fighter for Donald Trump.
Tattooed on my arm, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Enrique Tarrio. I mean, these are his top street fighters. Like, you know, I'm not an Elon Musk billionaire that can just come in and say, hey, I'll throw $1 billion behind your campaign. But I'm a guy that I can go out in the streets. I can create an entire new genre on the internet. I can go out and defend you in public. We can change public discourse. Like, you know, we have our own ways.
Right.
And we are the people that put it all on the line for Donald Trump, period.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Point blank. We put it all on the line. We went to D.C., put our lives on the line to try to stop the steal. And so to see all these people making all these accusations about, oh, you're fake MAGA, I don't even want you to comment on that. It's so low. But my point is this.
Who's saying that?
It's a bunch of new. There's a bunch of people that have decided that they are pro Trump now in 2024 because it's popular, it's mainstream. So they weren't going to be there in 2016 when you're dealing with the slings and arrows. Now that it's popular and mainstream to support Trump, they're all in. So they're, you know, they call them sunshine patriots versus winter warriors like you or I. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Trump, who doesn't have to be reelected, but it's like, if the Democrats get the House in 2026, you know they're going to impeach Trump. It's almost a guarantee they're going to move to him. They're already trying to do it. They don't even have the House. And it's like, President Trump, do you really think, you have a lot of new supporters now, and they're in a cult. I mean, Trump could do whatever, you could tell them anything. And here's a filet mignon, it'd be steaming pile of turds, and they'd eat it and say, this is a great filet. Thank you, Donald Trump. If he thinks they're going to go into the streets for him, if he thinks they're going to go to war for him in the courts, in the streets, in the culture, these people will disappear as soon as times get hard. They will be gone, faster than Hunter Biden when the cocaine runs out at a party. They're not going to be in the streets fighting like you were or many of the other original MAGAs. So I showed you the tweet where he's saying move on from the Epstein hoax and it's not – What is your interpretation of that?
I think he's being misled by people around him who are not MAGA. They're fakes. Like last time, he got bad advice last time. He got completely taken by Fauci and all the others, led down the primrose path by the pharmaceutical companies, warp speed and all that. He got completely played. And I think he's being played again. I think there's nefarious actors that want him to implode, want him to alienate his own base. So they're telling him that, only kooks and weirdos believe this. You know, this is all a lefty propaganda. I think he believes that. I think he's been convinced that this is really a leftist propaganda, just like with the Crossfire Hurricane. I think he believes that. So I think they're doing that intentionally to destroy MAGA, frankly. Because it's not just a few outliers. It's 95% of his own base. Everywhere I go and talk to MAGA people, they want the Epstein stuff released. I'm doing a speaking tour through Texas for a True Texas project. And everyone I talk to, I ask their opinion about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, there's something there. It needs to come out. So he's being he's been manipulated and coerced, or not, well, possibly coerced, but manipulated into destroying his own base. That's what I see.
And it's like, for somebody like me, I don't mind getting a little dirty. I don't mind roughing it up to support President Trump when I see him going into the swamp and roughing it up, right? When I see him taking on the swamp and pissing off all of the enemies of America, that motivates me. Hey, I'll go out in the street for you, Trump. I'll go out in D.C. and I'll support you. I'll go out and tell people that they stole the election. I'll go out and do a whole tour. But it's just like, if you're not going to be in D.C. fighting the swamp, then why would I go put my life on the line? Why would I risk going back to prison?
Well, if he doesn't do this, it's way bigger than us. If he doesn't actually drain the swamp, and the only way to drain the swamp is to drain all the secrets, you know, do a mass disclosure, a mass declassification. And I'm glad to see what Tulsi Gabbard's doing. But by only doing it with Obama and a select few that manipulated back in 2016, all they're really doing is saying, okay, this is all about politics. He's getting revenge on his enemies. That's how it's going to be spun by the media. So I think the players that are pulling his strings, they're fine with that, but they don't want him looking deeper at the actual deep state. You know, they'll hang Obama out to dry.
Yeah.
They don't want him looking at the actual deep state, the mechanism that, like, the Mossad-run, CIA-run operation that Epstein was part of. I'm sure it's way beyond Epstein. So that's how they control all these elites. So what he has to do is expose it. I mean, he should do a mass declassification and exposure like I called him to do back in 2020. You know, it's one of the things they used against me at trial was my open letters to President Trump calling on him to use that power. Absolute power, declassify anything he wants. You know, Julian Assange went to prison because he tried to declassify stuff or expose stuff.
Snowden
was doing the same thing. These are people that, you know, put their lives at risk and their liberty at risk to expose what they knew was happening. President Trump has absolute authority as commander-in-chief to do it. No one can put him in prison for it. So I don't know why he doesn't do it. He's listening to bad advice. He should be doing what Tulsi Gabbard's doing times 1,000 across the entire deep state, not just one tiny part.
I like the way you put that. Draining the swamp means revealing the secrets.
Right.
And I think that's why people are so, you know, just stuck on this Epstein thing. Because it's to a certain degree, it's not even about Epstein. It's not even about whatever he was into or the financial stuff or the pedophile stuff. It's to a certain extent, it's not like you can erase Epstein from the equation. We're sitting here. The real politicos that understand the corruption are saying what you just said. The intelligence agencies are really running things. The intelligence agencies run all the prime ministers. They run all the presidents. They have all the blackmail. They have all the financial blackmail. It's like, that's what we want to stop. It's like, yeah, we want to be able to elect a man or a woman, whatever it is. We want to be able to elect Donald Trump and say, that's our guy. He's in charge. Not the blackmail, not the CIA, not Mossad, not whatever the intelligence agencies are doing, not whatever bad intelligence he's getting. It's like, no, no, no. So it's like, until you can reveal the secrets, and really, I think you need to go back to 9/11, personally. I think that's where the big reveal needs to take place. What really happened on 9/11? I think you got to go way back. And Trump knew it was a lie. He came out day one and said, this doesn't make any sense. Planes couldn't take down that tower. That's not how this happened. He doesn't really talk about it anymore. But it's like, to me, that's when really, it's like, that's the big pill that I think a lot of people have to swallow, is that you were lied to about 9/11. I don't know your opinion on that. That's kind of how I feel about it. But it's just like, Epstein is just another circle where it's like, pull the drapes, pull the covers.
Show it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of it. I mean, I was hoping that JFK would be the JFK assassination would be the beginning of that. And so, you know, what that came out of that, of course, it's been doctored. The longer he waits, the more they're going to destroy evidence and doctor evidence so that when they do a disclosure, you can't trust it anymore. That's the problem we have now. Is even if they release something about Epstein, how do we know if it's even legit anymore?
Yeah. You
know? So, but
they've already kind of built that narrative.
Right, that it's been doctored and tampered. And it might have been. It's possible. But he should still do it. He should still do a mass disclosure. You can have qualifiers like, hey, we think that the prior administration, you know, doctored up some of these documents, just letting you know. But that should be part of the investigation. Throw it all open, show the public, and then do an investigation on each one.
Well, and that's kind of where they've, you know, I feel like with every pivot, they're just digging the hole deeper.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Because right. They say, well, these are doctored files now. Well, okay, then that's a crime.
Right.
Like, so you're saying that you have people committing a crime, so, okay, again, where's the, then let's get the investigation.
Yeah.
Like, you're just giving us more fuel with every pivot.
Yeah, investigate it. Don't dismiss it as a conspiracy and a hoax. That's why I believe he's getting bad advice. How could any man in his right mind come to that conclusion that, what my supporter has been asking for all these years is suddenly a hoax? You know, I think he's been...
The stuff that he talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's only two ways to read it, and that's either he's getting the bad advice, or somebody says, hey, we're going to release all the stuff of your involvement, which is just like, I don't think he was into young people. I don't think he was doing anything illegal, but yeah, he was hanging out with Epstein. Like, yeah, they were hooking up with models.
Yeah, in New York City, right?
Yeah,
along with all the other celebrities.
Yeah,
right?
It's like we will move. We don't care. We really don't care about that. People will move on. You'll have the purists and the cultural purists that might have a problem with it, but that's not going to bring you down.
And I think if he was actually complicit in any of that, it would have been exposed a long time ago to stop him.
Yeah.
So I don't think he was. Now, what Epstein would do, I think, is probably, you know, very likely is have young girls that, you know, 18, 19 years old, they're legal age, but then you slip one in, you know, like a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old.
That was definitely going on.
And the John doesn't know that. And that's what's usually done to these guys, a lot of the guys. If they're not a pedophile, if there's an average guy, they'll just slip in a young girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like, oh, yeah, this guy, he knows.
Matt Gates. Yeah. That's what happened with him, right, apparently. One 17-year-old.
What's the guy's name who was in the prison running that whole operation? Makes you wonder who is he working for?
Right. So it's just common knowledge around the world that the Chinese do that, the Russians do it, the CIA does it, they all do it. And J. Edgar Hoover was in power for life as the FBI director because he had dirt on everybody, and everyone knew it back then. That's how he stayed in power. So what's it like now? You know, we're no longer in days of file cabinets. Now we're with NSA total
internet.
Yeah,
total I tell people. Awareness. Everything you do on the internet is put into a file.
Yeah, you're walking around with a tracking device in your back pocket.
Yeah.
So they know all
every
your
conversation dirt. You have. And you know, I don't think they have. You've been through a federal investigation.
Oh, yeah. Everything you say and any text message used against you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's different. I think that there's different like levels of access. Where when the feds come in to investigate you, like they don't really have that access. They have to get it from somewhere, but they can get it through coercion, or if they want to call up their friends, NSA, wherever, and they can get what they want. They'll find what they want.
Yeah, you can't hide from the NSA. NSA knows everything. I don't believe there's any secure text system that's encrypted that can thwart the NSA. I don't believe it. I don't believe it exists.
Yeah.
So in that backdrop. Just like J. Edgar Hoover stayed in power for life, imagine what it's like now with the intelligence services and all they know about all these politicians.
Everything. So everything they do on the internet?
Yeah.
Every move they make? Oh, we saw you were down at, you know, Little Ladies down the street. Aren't you married?
Right.
You know? Oh, don't you have a wife and kids at home? It's like, oh, well, hey, it doesn't have to be a problem for you, but we're going to need you to vote on this bill.
Oh, yeah. That's the rumor, is they're told how to vote.
Oh, yeah. You know?
I'm sure it is. So all of that needs to be torn down. Like I said in that open letter for President Trump back in November of 2020, I said the secrets are the swamp water. The swamp waters swim in. It both protects them and controls them. As long as they play the game, they all become millionaires. Everyone in Congress becomes a millionaire. But if they get out of line, it can be destroyed. So the best way to drain the swamp is drain the secrets.
Yeah. It's what has to happen. And I say, you know, there'll be debates on it. Maybe it's happening internally inside of the administration. Like, well, this is going to do a lot of damage. Powerful people, geopolitics.
Yeah, the economy could crash, right?
I don't believe that. I don't believe the economy would crash.
Even if it did, if you're going to kill the deep state that's killing our country, and they're obviously trafficking women and children across the border for pedophiles, that's part of what they're doing. That's what the cartel's been doing for years now. Don't tell me they're not hooked up with politicians. Of course they are. So if you want to stop that, then whatever happens out of that, I'm fine with.
And... If your argument is we can't reveal all of the pedophiles or we can't reveal all this different blackmail, it'll collapse the country. I would say if we're running blackmailed pedophiles for office, then the country's already collapsed.
Well, like, we'll be okay. That,
it's already collapsed.
We'll be okay. Just like after a disaster, Americans come together and help each other. If they pull the plug on the deep state and expose all of them, it'll be like a jubilee. We'll fix things to right.
I agree. You know? And, you know, America needs a moment, and it's we need a moment to bring everybody together, a sense of pride, of patriotism, or just a common issue that we can all get behind, because politics has been so bifurcated now, mostly I'd say since Obama. I mean, it was a little bit during Bush, but people were kind of behind the wars, and you were still kind of in the aftermath of 9/11, and, you know, get the terrorists and everything. So, but really, it's become so bifurcated since Obama. It's like we haven't really had a moment where everybody is just like, it's just like a force of like, okay, all Americans are behind this single thing. It's like, no matter what other political differences, it's like, yeah, we're behind.
Yeah. Exposing pedophiles and bringing them to justice would be a good unifier. Absolutely. And corrupt politicians too. Bring them down. And that's why it should be both parties. Pick a Republican, pick a Democrat, expose them. Do it again. Rinse, repeat.
Yep.
Same in the judiciary. Expose all the corrupt judges.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, maybe whenever this thing gets to a vote, they're trying to delay it. It's like, what's going to happen if you have a vote to release every Epstein file, declassify every Epstein file? The people that vote no, immediately everybody's going to assume something about them.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Well, that's the problem, though, is that President Trump should get ahead of that, and he should be the one doing the declassification now and pushing for it. But actually, that's what I'm saying. I think he's being manipulated. I think someone wants to destroy MAGA, and they want to make sure that he implodes and shoots himself in the foot. And so far, it's what he's doing. But we have a responsibility as his base to correct. Just like we corrected him on 2020 and on COVID, you know, he got booted at his own rallies. I think it's important for us to step up and say, no, you know, you can throw a temper tantrum if you want, but this is 90% of us want this looked into, investigated.
Well, and even there was the Turning Point USA event 2 weekends ago. I don't know if you caught any of those clips, but almost all the big speakers that would go up there, because this was kind of at the beginning of the debacle, all the big speakers would go up there and they'd say, who wants the Epstein files? And it was like a roar of the crowd. It was like the biggest roar you could get was saying, who wants the Epstein files? So, I mean, to say that nobody cares or to call it a hoax is just, it's not just misreading your base. It's insulting your base.
Yeah, but it is. But I think he's been convinced that it's just a few people out there that want this exposed, and the left is driving them and manipulating them. I think he believes that. That's my gut. He's being played.
It's like, who's telling him that? It's not Vance.
I don't know.
It's not Gabbard. It's not Hegseth.
I don't think
I know who it's not.
Yeah, I don't know about J.D. Vance. Really don't know him that well. So,
You know, I think Vance is kind of Trump's, like, bridge to the tech bros is kind of how I look at it. It's his bridge to the tech bros, and it's like his mind and his eye on kind of just the regular American male is kind of how I view J.D. Vance's role.
What has he said about Epstein?
Well, he said a lot of things. On the campaign trail, he was saying, we want the files, we need it released. When he was a senator, he said, why is Jeffrey Epstein connected to all these rich and powerful people? And then apparently he told comedian Tim Dillon at dinner last week that Bondi told Vance that there's nothing there. It's just commercial porn.
Hmm.
So you're telling me that Epstein had a bunch of commercial porn in his safes, in his house?
With all the cameras in all his rooms?
In the recording devices, audio and video?
I don't buy it.
And again, I mean, this isn't 1980, okay? You don't need to keep your little collection in the top drawer.
So is Pam Bondi, you think, behind this?
I think Pam Bondi is just way in over her head. I just don't think she has the capacity to do the job.
Right.
Either she's a great actress and playing the dumb blonde role like perfectly, or what she is.
But Pam Bondi's telling Vance that there's nothing there.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what. So she went from in a 2 month period to files are on her desk, phase one binder gate. We're going to release everything, tens of thousands of videos, to, oh, there's nothing there. It's commercial porn.
Yeah, I think she's complicit then. She must know. Well, she's misleading President Trump, I think.
Yeah. And then, I mean, even Patel, Bongino, like, they've gone silent on the
issue. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Like, where'd they go?
Yeah.
Two guys that we thought we were going to get, they're not there anymore. They're telling us that Epstein killed himself.
Man.
They're telling us that the Butler shooter, that's the investigation's closed because he's dead. Like, what about those who put him up to it? He's a patsy.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
So now it's like, okay, everything we thought they were going to do, they're not doing any of it. It's bizarre.
And, you know, that's why it's so strange to me, where it's like, I mean, I view it as we're being consistent, right?
Yeah,
like our mind hasn't changed. Our vision hasn't changed. We've been consistent. And now people are saying, oh, no. You need to drop all that stuff.
So there's a plot in 2016 to stop Trump from getting elected, to try to demonize him after the fact even, and carry on with the Russia hoax. That's all legit. But everything else we're worried about and concerned about.
And they didn't doctor those files.
Right. Those files
are pristine.
Right. But all the rest of it, though, it's either a hoax or there's nothing there or they've been doctored. So, yeah. Epstein killed himself. The Butler shooting, acting alone. All that's just, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is just, you're not going to put us back to sleep. No. And maybe that's the big kind of mismeasurement here. Like, we're not going back there.
No.
We're not going there. We're more hardcore and politically informed than ever. And maybe the mismeasurement, if you can put it to a singular issue, it's, I think this administration, the majority of it, thinks they can still control the hearts and minds with the corporate media. I think that that's where they're really missing the mark here. And they don't understand the corporate media is, it's done. It still has its role. It still has its impact. It's no longer the force.
No.
It's no longer the force to be reckoned with.
You mean Fox News?
That's one station, but yes. Right. That's what they think. They look at Fox News as their big weapon and that they can crush anything with Fox News. And it's just like, no.
It's not going to help. It's not going to help at all.
So ain't going
to
do it.
I've been busy doing disaster relief, but is Fox News all on the program? Or this is nothing to look at?
Yeah, I'd say right? That's a fair evaluation.
I've heard
put it simple. But
I've heard other radio show hosts and people I like. Like Wendy Bell, I love Wendy Bell, and listened to her show when I was in prison. But she's saying that, too. It's like, oh, you know, this is the talking point that's come out, is that bigger fish to fry, the economy, war, you know, the Texas floods, these are all bigger fish to fry, Epstein's, old news.
Well, I can't speak for all the different individuals, but I can say, you know, there are people that have access, limited access, but get access to the White House. They have their points of access, and they don't want to. They don't want to burn that bridge. But yeah, the communications have gone out. Stop talking about it.
Right, and it might be that they're well intended, but they think they're helping Trump. They're not.
No,
so trying to get us, trying to shame us into shutting up is not.
It's only going to make it worse.
Yeah, it's going to make it worse. It's like, well, then what are you hiding? You know why?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Looks bad.
Don't go into that drawer. Well, why not go into that drawer? You told me I could go into
There's
that drawer.
There's nothing in there.
That drawer's a hoax.
There's nothing in there.
Nobody's talking about that drawer. It's like a whole crowd of people outside chanting about the drawer. It's like, yeah, there's nothing in that drawer. It's a hoax. Somebody planted it in there.
That's right. It's all a hoax.
All right, Stuart, where can people follow you, support the work quickly?
So do you look at my GiveSendGo, GiveSendGo.com, GAF5Bravo. I'm self-funded. I'm just helping out Doc Chambers. We're bringing in more volunteers. They can also go to BuckUpRelief, GiveSendGo.com, /BuckUp. They're awesome people. They've been helping with logistics. So we're driving on.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you. God bless you.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see... Yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USB grade on the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed but very on point, and the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused,
very centralized. It's a very calm Zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.